Sports.com. Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and we're live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. So if you are listening to us on the radio and it is not between those hours, that means you may be hearing us in delay broadcast. You're still welcome to call in and bring up anything that you want, then you can listen to yourself later on. So again, join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all kinds of features, including archives, and your ability to actually control the front page of the website. The stuff that you see when you go to freetalklive.com, you scroll down the main page there, there are items that have been submitted to the site by listeners just like you. You also get to vote on those items. So if there's something there that you like, you can vote it up. Or if you don't like it, you can vote it down. And it's tied into our Free Talk Live Reddit page. So you do have to have a Free Talk Live account and a Reddit account. It's a very short process to link those two accounts together. And then from then on, it's easy to use the website to vote up stuff that you like and down the stuff that you don't. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Now, for those of you just tuning in here tonight, we've been talking about, Allie and I have been talking about the Venezuelan president, madman Nicolas Maduro. He says he's just defending the poor. Well, what's he really doing? He's trying to buy votes by doing a huge giveaway from various different businesses all around the country. He's gone in and literally taken over an electronics business. There are several stores called DACA there in Venezuela, basically their equivalent of Best Buy. He's seized control of that because, to his mind, the business owners didn't slash prices enough. Basically, he's demanding that all business owners in Venezuela cut their prices. He is going to enforce his view on these business owners by, and he, what he has been doing since the weekend, last weekend, he's been sending soldiers as well as government inspectors into 1,400 shops. He is then, you know, if they do not cut their prices according to what he has demanded, if they have not cut their prices, because he made the demand that they cut their prices, now he's sending in the inspectors to see if they have cut the prices.
And if they don't, he seizes their business?
Or arrest the owner. Or both. And according to the story here...
Well, what are you supposed to do if you're that business owner? Because if you cut your prices, well, a lot of times business owners rely on future profits to cover the price for the inventory. So
sure.
If they cut their prices by half, let's say it's half, then they're still going to owe people money. So then,
yeah. How are you going to buy your next batch of product?
Yeah, be in debt, you know, probably for the rest of your life if you own a big enough business. Or go to jail. It's hard to say what you should do.
Well, here's how some business owners are handling it, Allie. In response to this, what he's calling, the president is calling an economic war, presumably against businesses. Only a few of the hundreds of shops, by the way, targeted with the surprise inspections, had been found to be offering fair prices, in quotes, according to officials. Some business, which means the supermajority of them were told, your prices are still too high. And some businesses are voluntarily lowering those prices, which is a funny word to use, because they're not voluntarily lowering prices. When men in fatigues and machine guns come into your shop and tell you what to do, you're not voluntarily complying. You're complying under duress. You're complying because you don't want to be shot. You don't want to be arrested. You don't want to be taken to a Venezuelan prison. That's why you're complying. Not because you love Nicolas Maduro and his policies.
The writers of the story would say that if someone said... give me all your money or I'll rape you. If I give them the money before they end up raping me, it must be voluntary.
That's essentially what they're saying here. So the other option for business owners is apparently some of them are just staying closed. Because if their business is closed, then the inspectors can't come in. According to one business owner who did ask to not be identified, he owns a small electronics store, quote, "We've reduced everything by 10 to 15%, but it's not fair. I can't make a profit now. I agree they should go for the big fish, the real speculators, but they risk hurting us all."
Wow, isn't that just like in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
People always complain, you know, saying it's not fair to do it to me, but the people above me, yeah, you can do it to them. Of course they're going to say that, because they'd like to be them. They'd like to be the big guy, and if that's how it ended up working, if they said, it's okay, small businesses, we'll just go after everyone who makes more money than you, well, that sets up you know, the people under who are proposing that in a good situation, because now they're going to be the top business owner.
Thing is that these folks don't understand, and you're right, it is a common viewpoint amongst Americans, is this idea of cheer on the government. Look, we love it when they go after the big businesses. Of course, the reality is big business and government are tied in hand, and anything they do that appears to go after big business is just for show, essentially. But people do love to cheer that stuff on, and the thing they don't realize is that if you can't allow other people to be free, then you yourself will never end up having freedom. Because you can cheer on all the aggression that you want against the people you don't like, but it's only a matter of time before the people you don't like manage to rally for their cause, get enough people behind what they're doing, and turn the tables on you. Before you know it, you'll be the one who's being persecuted. It's happened so many times.
That is, unless you're in the bomb-making business or the prison industry, one of those industries where the state tends to send all its money because it helps them establish power, you'll probably be okay.
So I'll give you some more detail from this story here. Around Caracas and other major cities, crowds of shoppers are flooding electronics, clothing, and other outlets where price cuts are anticipated. There has been some violence. Venezuelan Observatory of Social Conflicts reported 39 incidents of looting or attempted looting since Friday. We ask officials to moderate language and speeches that could be interpreted as calls to violence, the local non-governmental organization said. The rhetoric on both sides is becoming more strident. Campaign to reduce prices and blame entrepreneurs may play well with Maduro's power base among the poor, but could help unite factions within the ruling Socialist Party. Given Venezuelans' anxiety over inflation and scarcities of basic goods from toilet paper to milk, Maduro was risking a backlash at the December 8th nationwide municipal elections. Plenty of Venezuelans have applauded his measures, saying price hikes were out of control, while others have expressed fears that Maduro could be uncorking dangerous forces. Critics say the moves don't tackle the roots of Venezuela's economic malaise, like an overvalued bolivar that forces many importers to buy black market dollars and then pass on those costs to consumers. The average person doesn't understand these details. They don't get it. Most people don't know what inflation is. They've heard about inflation all their lives. They might have been taught about inflation when they went to government school class, you know, economics class in government school, which, of course, they don't tell you what inflation really is.
They don't tell you what causes it, at least.
Well, what they'll tell you is that inflation is a rise in prices, when in point of fact, a rise in prices is merely a consequence, an effect of inflation. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. So that's one of the problems here in Venezuela, is that the money supply is being increased. The business owners have to catch up to that because they're literally having to raise prices every few days in Venezuela.
Right. They're sort of the messengers, as an example of shooting the messenger, because really the business owners, the Best Buy, is just a middleman. And, you know, they're getting you the goods and services, which they got from their distributors. And, you know, the prices, they don't just pull them out of a hat.
Yeah.
They're determined by supply and demand.
Critics, so let me see, go on here. The government has ordered local telecom companies, get this, to block various websites showing the bolivar at 10 times the official rate of 6.3 to the greenback on the illegal market. So they're trying to prevent people by internet filtering from learning the truth about the national currency. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. More about dictators in a moment here. In fact, I've got an interesting story about Kim Jong-un and his popularity, because we were talking about comparing him earlier to Barack Obama and which one would be the preferable dictator position. Would a
right.
dictator prefer to be Barack Obama, or would Barack Obama prefer to be dictator? Let's go to Denny, though, first in Pensacola. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie. Hello, Denny.
Hey, what's happening? How you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Denny? Go ahead.
Listen, I'm hearing a lot. I listen to right-wing radio, and I'm hearing a lot about the Tea Party, and I was wondering about their stand on medical marijuana or even recreational marijuana.
I think it depends on the Tea Partier. I've heard Tea Partiers say different things about medical marijuana.
Yeah, the Tea Party tends to be a mix of different people. There are some who are just ultra-conservative neocon right-wingers who would totally support the drug war and the banning of marijuana. And then there are others who might be more Ron Paul kind of libertarian-esque folks. If you want, Denny, we can hang on to you here and continue the discussion in a moment. I've been to a couple tea parties. I've also been to a lot of Occupy events as well, so I've got a little bit of experience in the area. And your calls are welcome, too. What are your experiences?
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Ooh, we're getting talked back. Hang on a second. we've got some technical difficulties here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Allie.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features do include your ability to download as many archives as you like. You just go, click, and they are yours over at freetalklive.com. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. There's no nonsense. It's just free. So go and enjoy it. freetalklive.com. Now, some things in life you do have to pay for, including your protection. There are a lot of people in the Liberty Movement who have become aware, and more people outside of the Liberty Movement who are becoming aware of the militarization of the police. In fact, we've seen recently, like in Concord, New Hampshire, where they were basically saying that libertarians, Free State Project participants, occupiers, and so-called sovereign citizens are now considered to be domestic terror threats. In fact, there have been news reports about the Homeland Security Department arming to the teeth with thousands of firearms, billions of rounds of ammunition, and armored tanks. We already know about the Bearcats that have been delivered to over 300 police departments all across the country. So what's all this firepower for? Well, it doesn't seem like it's going to be good for you and I, especially when you look at what happened in Watertown with militarized police coming in home to home, searching through people's homes, demanding that people leave at the point of a gun. Now, Infidel Body Armor is a new sponsor of Free Talk Live. They offer a full range of products so that you can be prepared in the event of martial law, civil unrest, or whatever life might bring. You can support liberty-based businesses and pay Infidel Body Armor a visit. InfidelBodyArmor.com, I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. You'll find their full selection of protective body armor and other supplies. The government is preparing for something. Shouldn't you, too? Infidel Body Armor just won't quit. We'll continue here, and we will take your calls. Let's go to the phones and the phone. We've got Denny. He's back on with us here. Denny, you were calling about the Tea Party. Have you been to one of these things before?
No.
Actually, you know what? Let me put Denny back on hold because we are having some technical difficulties. Just a heads up to our board operator, we are getting talk back on the Comrex access unit. So we're going to get back to Denny here in just a moment. But we were talking about dictators, and what sparked this whole conversation was Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. We're following up on a story that we reported on earlier this week where Maduro is shutting down businesses. He's taking them over, actually. Some businesses are shutting down because they don't want to deal with this stuff. But Maduro is saying, you either cut your prices or we're going to arrest you. You'll be prosecuted. We'll take over your business and you'll have nothing left. But ultimately, if they cut prices so much, as this one business owner is saying, he can't make a profit anymore. So if he can't profit, why would he be in business?
Right. If he can't feed his children running his business, then what is the point of being a business owner? One of the most difficult occupations you could ask for. I mean, running a business, I can't imagine wanting to devote my life. I mean, personally, I have a ton of respect for business owners because I consider a public service. You're putting a lot of effort into helping others, and a lot of times the amount of helping, or every time, the amount of helping they do is greater than, you know, their standard of living, if I can put it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone who comes into their store is getting all this wonderful stuff, which, you know, if they're offering a deal or whatever it is, they're helping so many people where they're just a lot of times doing it for just the most innocent means to put their kids through college. We know how expensive that is.
Sure.
A lot of business owners can't even afford that.
Yeah, and how can you put anybody through college if you can't even keep a dollar that you've earned?
Right.
So that led us to a conversation about dictators in general, and I want to get back into Kim Jong-un here in a moment as a side tangent on this larger discussion. Let's go back to Denny, though. I think we've got the phones working now. Denny, are you with us?
Yeah.
All right, we got you. Go ahead, sir.
The reason I asked that question before about the Tea Party and their position on cannabis is because I hear there's a lot of libertarians within the Tea Party, And at this point, it looks like 58% of the country supports some form of legalization, even recreational. So I was wondering the power of the Tea Party and the power of the libertarians, and if they're playing off against one another on that issue.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't really think the Tea Party exists anymore. I mean, I've never heard of the Tea Party doing anything in recent days. Are they doing anything in Pensacola, where you live?
Yeah, they have these coffee clutches. And,
coffee what?
Well, they have these, they call them constitutional coffee clutches at the local burger place here. The one,
like
one
an offshoot of the Tea Party?
Yeah, sort of a...
Tell me more about this. I mean, is it just a few people sitting around drinking coffee? I mean, have you been to one of these before?
No, but they advertise them, well, if you want to call it advertising. They have a station here, 1330, Mike Nash, and he's the talk show personality, and they advertise on his show, and they talk about that every Sunday morning you go to these things, and they invite the public, and it's probably leans to the right, but there are...
I bet it does. There. Now, you're saying it's called a coffee clutch?
Well, that's more or less what I'm calling it, but it's a get-together at this Whataburger early in the morning.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, that to me, it just... The Tea Party was making, when it was making headlines, it was because people were out doing something, right? They were out in the streets, they had signs, there were, you know, people waving signs, people were upset, there was some sort of momentum around this. The politicians, of course, came in and acted like they'd been there the whole time, so they could, you know, garner votes, and they could get people to help them with their political campaigns. And as soon as the political season died down, the Tea Party died down
That's
as
true.
Well. So I don't really consider the Tea Party to be any more effective today at doing anything than the occupiers are today at doing anything, which has also essentially died off all across the country. These movements were longer yeah. lived than some previous protest movements, but ultimately have formed into nothing.
Yeah, I go back to the Vietnam War. So I'm probably one of the few protesters left. I protested the Vietnam War, and I went to the moratorium in Cincinnati. They didn't have too many protests. But they did that day. It was all over the country. And that protest had lasted a long time, you know. So, I mean, even going back to 68 in Chicago when it was all-out war in the streets.
So here's what I would recommend, Denny. I would recommend you go to the coffee clutch thing and ask them. I mean, what do you guys think about legalizing marijuana? Take the pulse of the local Tea Party and see what they think. I bet you're going to get a variety of responses.
Yeah,
start an argument, a brawl. Don't do that.
I might get into a rumble.
Denny, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Allie, have you had any experience with the Tea Party?
I haven't participated, but I've definitely known people who identify with the Tea Party, and I've heard a huge range of opinions on legalizing cannabis from those people.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Your calls welcome on whatever subject you might want to discuss. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by ProXPN. Now, ProXPN is a pretty exciting service for those of you that care about privacy. And you should care about your privacy because there are a lot of people out there that are very interested in what you're doing online. So, for instance, your internet service provider, most of them, they're logging everything you do. They're logging all the websites that you visit. They're logging all of the searches that you enter into Google or your favorite search engine. So what do you do about that? Well, ProXPN is your solution. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can go and get signed up. Try it out for free. But when you're ready, you can upgrade to the premium account on ProXPN and get unlimited bandwidth. What it is a virtual private network that allows you to connect to servers that ProXPN has all around the world. So if you want to connect to Singapore, you can do that. And then all of your web requests and all of your internet, everything you're doing online, will look as though it's coming from that location to the websites you're visiting. The internet service provider that you're using will have no idea what websites you're visiting anymore because everything that you do is encrypted. It's 512-bit strong encryption. So basically, all your ISP will now be able to see is just an encrypted data stream coming from and to your computer. They will have, they're just passing that along at that point. So they don't get to log anything anymore. And ProXPN doesn't log anything either. So if you want to eliminate the idea of people snooping on what you're doing online, go to proxpn.com/FTL and get signed up. And again, when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account and get unlimited bandwidth, get the ability to do torrents, you want to do torrents privately? You can do that through proxpn.com/FTL. So they protect your privacy, and they do a damn good job of it. Their code that you want to use when you sign up for the premium account, FTL20. That saves you 20% on the account for life. Code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Allie.
You are welcome to share with us your thoughts on the Tea Party. We just had a gentleman call in a moment ago. Asking questions about whether the Tea Party people support legalization of recreational marijuana use or not. And my answer is, well, you have to ask them. There's a bunch of different people involved in the Tea Party, just like there was a bunch of different people involved in Occupy. People on the outside who look in at these movements, they jump to conclusions about them. And they say, oh, well, it's just a bunch of right-wingers in the Tea Party. Oh, it's a bunch of socialists in the Occupy movement. Well, it's certainly true that there are right-wingers in the Tea Party and socialists in the Occupy movement. But what's also true is that both of those movements were, there were people involved who didn't really lean one direction or the other necessarily.
Right.
They were just people who, you know, they heard something was happening. They heard that people were upset about what was going on, and they wanted to do something.
Yeah, a lot of people don't fit into the cookie-cutter mold of what makes someone a conservative versus a liberal. A lot of the people were just interested in solutions to the very obvious problems that we face.
Now, most of them didn't really come up with any viable solutions, but people were upset, and really that's what the Tea Party and Occupy were, at least from my perspective, was an outpouring of frustration at a broken system that is just so difficult for people to deal with.
Right, and I was thinking about, you kind of brought up Occupy Wall Street when we were talking about how ineffective the Tea Party turned out to be. I mean, I don't want to say that because if it brought people together who have similar purposes in life, then it was effective. But
if they keep doing things, otherwise, what good was it?
A lot of the people who were huge proponents of these different movements claim that they were going to actually change the laws or change the way the government treated us, and it doesn't seem like
how'd that pan out?
It's hard to know if the government would treat us worse if it weren't for those movements, so it's sort of an unseen thing there. But I think that I hear too many people just criticizing one or the other for not being effective when neither of them are more or less effective than the other that I can see.
Mm-hmm. So we were going back. I want to go back real quick here to the Kim Jong-un story that you and I were talking about briefly a moment ago. And you had asked the question, you proposed, that you believe that Kim Jong-un, the North Korean, the infamous North Korean dictator, would prefer to be in Barack Obama's shoes.
I think he would.
And that was your question was, you know, well, what did I think about that? And I would love to have you, the listener, throw in your thoughts on this. But basically, my argument was that I don't know about that. I don't know if I can feel one way or the other on that, because the nature of their rule, both of those men, is so very, very different. Barack Obama has at his disposal certainly more power than Kim Jong-un. There's no doubt about that. I mean, Barack Obama, if he wants to invade some, you know, plot of land somewhere halfway across the world, he snaps his fingers, picks up the red telephone, and, you know, men will hop to it,
right,
and they'll do that. He's got billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars, at his disposal to go off and warmonger. Kim Jong-un probably doesn't have a boat that won't sink. I mean, so they don't, the technology between the two is definitely different. Kim Jong-un, much smaller country, you know, much smaller military, even though it's basically a military country, essentially, that, you know, the roads in North Korea, you don't use them unless you're in the military. That the roads that do exist are there for moving military supplies around.
Do you think that North Korea is anywhere near the military power that it claims to be?
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they even have a boat that would be able to float away from that place. I mean, they're very impoverished there because of, well, communism, essentially. And
yeah, so how much, you know, it's like trying to get blood out of a rock. I don't really know where Kim Jong-un Un's riches come from.
He's living large. I mean, you know, when you are growing up in North Korea, you are taken on a field trip at one point to essentially this hall of national treasures. And there's all these elaborate things in this place that have been stored. It's like a storage place for all these things that the Kims have been saying that they've been given over the years. Now, whether they've actually been given these things by other world politicians is another question. But the claim is that all of these, the world's politicians love our dear leader so much. Look at all these wonderful gifts they've been given. And then, you know, all the Koreans are in awe, of course, at the riches. I mean, they don't have anything like this at home. You know, they're lucky if they have a television set. So he's living large. I mean, he's fine. He can have any woman that he wants to. He can, you know, he's got military.
Can't have me.
He's got military. Well, any woman within his country. And if you don't do it, you're going to go to a prison camp.
Right. That's a little different.
So, you know, he's got that going for him. He's got the military that he can still control within his own country. So he still has some level of power there. He has total power over the citizenry, the people of North Korea, who are brainwashed from, you know, birth to believe that he is essentially, you know, the right hand of God. I mean, that this man is something very, very special. He's to be revered. He's to be worshipped. Right. He's to be feared.
And I was contrasting that with people who support Obama earlier because I, you know, because you can be critical of the president in this country for now, at least, mm-hmm. and not have to risk imprisonment or fine.
Which
you can't do in North Korea. So Obama supporters at least have a choice, and they're choosing to support Obama. Whereas in North Korea, all those people are coerced into supporting them. But the
support is as real.
It's true. The more I think about it, they believe it in sort of the same sense. It's sort of this helpless, well, I'd rather pretend like this is a voluntary thing going on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pretend like I support the president and everything that he does because that makes me feel better about what's happening.
Sure, you can blow off the murder of innocent people around the world by coming up with some sort of crappy excuse for why Barack Obama's doing it. Oh, yeah, well, sure, he promised no more war, but he's having a tough time getting the troops out. You know, there's always some sort of lame-o explanation that they cook up and right. then all of the Obama people, and the same thing with George Bush. You know, George Bush broke all of his promises too. But the adoration of the North Korean people is something that Barack Obama can never achieve. Even though he has fans, there's no doubt he's got his groupies.
He's adored. He's definitely adored by some people.
But the percentage of people who adore the dear leader in North Korea is much higher than the percentage of people who have any kind of love like that for Barack Obama in this country. And have you heard about Irarang?
No.
Okay, so 855, 453, more coming up. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down, and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to getthetea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's getthetea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. Talk about dictators at the moment, but you can bring up anything. And again, the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Hey, if you enjoy Free Talk Live, then you probably would enjoy one of our friend shows, our buddies, School Sucks Project. It's a podcast and a call-in show, a YouTube channel, and a web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Visit schoolsucksproject.com. You can get involved in their forums there via their free account. They discuss and suggest show topics, as well as access years' worth of archives, all for free at schoolsucksproject.com. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian here.
And Allie.
We're talking about North Korea, which I find just be absolutely fascinating and kind of a train wreck, you can't look away sort of
right. Fascinating. Well, it's very sad what's happening to the people there because, you know, you're watching these documentaries, and really that's all we have to look into what the life is like there, because we can't go and visit anyone in North Korea.
Not easily.
So the videos just basically show a bunch of really, really poor people in this rundown area where, you know, when you go to museums there, it's just talking about how wonderful the government is.
Well, how many videos have you seen from North Korea?
I've seen at least three documentaries, and okay. I think two of them, they actually went inside North Korea.
Because usually they don't let the television crews go into the poor areas of North Korea. I mean, pretty much everywhere in North Korea is poor, so there's a very specific track that you're allowed to go on, that you're allowed to go to
right. Certain
places.
Well, in one of them, they went into what was considered like an upper class, or at least a middle class, I'm not sure. Basically, people who had been good little citizens, yeah. And that they had been awarded this nice home to stay in, but the home wasn't particularly nice. It was like, you know, poverty, below poverty line in the United States is what we would call this.
Can you tell me more about the house? I mean, what do you remember from it?
There was a family of like five or six living there, you know, grandma, parents, and I don't know if they're little children, but I remember there's about five people living there. It looked just like, you know, college dorm living. With all those, you know, people, and they did have some furniture that looked, you know, some of it looked kind, you know, it looked maybe like from the 70s or something like that. But I, you know, if this was supposed to be nice, then I can only imagine what the rest of the people in North Korea, how they live.
Exactly. So they only want you to see certain things when you're in North Korea. If you've got a camera, you're only allowed to point it at certain things. And if you're caught doing something with your camera that you're not supposed to be doing, you may not leave North Korea. It's a pretty scary place to be a camera person. I mean, because everybody that goes wants to really explore the real North Korea. They want to meet the real North Korean people. But you're very, very restricted in a lot of ways. The guys over at Vice.com have had some really great North Korean documentaries. In fact, there's one that I've yet to actually watch, but I've enjoyed the ones that I've seen thus far. And they've managed to kind of experience North Korea in an unusual fashion. I recommend the Vice.com North Korean documentaries. But I'd asked you, Allie, if you had heard of the Arirang Festival, and you had not. So I sent you a link on Facebook. I also have posted that very same link that I sent to Allie on our Facebook, the Free Talk Live Facebook, and our Twitter and Google Plus. You can go, of course, to news.freetalklive.com to access all of those. But I sent you a link to the YouTube search for Arirang Festival. So there's several different videos to give you some idea of what this is. It's a yearly festival that is put on, and I've got the Wikipedia here pulled up. It's a gymnastics and artistic festival held in a stadium in Pyongyang. It's also known as the Mass Games. It begins in early August and ends around September 10th. The name refers to Arirang, a Korean folk story about a young couple who are torn apart by an evil landlord, here intended to represent the division of Korea. According to the DPRK publication, Arirang, this particular Mass Game celebrates the story of North Korea. The propaganda says, quote, "The extravaganza unfolds an epic story of how the Arirang Nation of Korea, a country of morning calm in the Orient, put an end to the history of distress and rose as a dignified nation with the song Arirang." So what is it exactly? Well, it's a massive display of just ostentatious, not necessarily wealth, but just it's beautiful and sick all at the same time. So what it is it's thousands of people doing a variety of different performances over time. In
their own individual performances they came up with?
No, they're very coordinated. These performances are coordinated. There's literally a sea of humans in the stadium. And essentially the games are, to some extent, performed for Kim Jong-un himself. I mean, he is the presiding person here. And in fact, in one of the Vice documentaries, Kim Jong-un doesn't even attend the games. So they're putting this ridiculous display on, and he's not even there to watch what these people have basically been training their whole lives to do. And I watched a documentary that was all about this thing. I mean, it's just fascinating stuff. But according to the Wikipedia page here,
how do they get people to participate?
Good question. Citizens from as young as 5 years old are selected based on skill level to serve for the Arirang Festival for many years. In most cases, this will be the way of life for them until retirement.
Oh my gosh.
So if they like the way that you wave your banner in banner waving class, Allie, you might be selected for the Arirang Festival.
Is it just that I will go to a concentration camp if I don't want to, or is it that my family benefit?
Something bad would probably happen to you if you didn't do it. Yes,
would I want to be selected?
Perk. There is a level of perquisite involved for someone who is engaged in this. You will have some level of, you know, I don't know, they guarantee you a meal or something like that.
Right. So I'm going to wave my banner really good at the class, right?
Yeah, so your status will be slightly higher than the average person in Korea.
Not that makes it a good thing, but I'm just trying to understand, you know, these people, it must be amazing when you have all these people, because the human will to live is like above everything else. And if everyone is just at the bare minimum, then, you know, if it takes waving a flag to get you somewhere where you're not starving and your children aren't starving, then you'll wave that flag.
The practicing is just almost year-round for this. I mean, they are constantly practicing for this event. And year after year after year. In fact,
I'm sure it's very patriotic for them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is their duty. I mean, this is what they're... They've been selected by Kim Jong-un to perform in the Arirang Games. I mean, this is a huge honor.
They're just rags before Kim Jong-un's feet.
Right. And so one of the most memorable parts to me of the when they were showing in this documentary the people that were practicing for Arirang, these gymnastic girls were doing a practice gymnastics thing, and they were literally like being thrown up in the air. And there wasn't even any kind of padding below them.
I mean, no spotter.
There was the person throwing them. And I guess
usually a spotter is someone else who's not responsible for catching them. There's someone that is there in case something goes wrong.
There were plenty of people there, but there was no safety equipment whatsoever around. I mean, literally these little girls were being thrown around on just concrete. They were doing, and it wasn't just throwing them around, but like spins and jumps and things like that. You know, they were really just performing these outstanding acrobatic feats with absolutely nothing to protect them. I mean, if they took a fall, they'd be out of commission because they were literally on concrete as they were doing this. I mean, I don't know if you did any gymnastics growing up.
Not me.
You know, it was nice to have something somewhat soft to be able to do your flips and things like that.
I had friends who did gymnastics, and having, you know, safety features definitely in the place where you're learning and practicing especially was very important. Although, at a few pep rallies, I did see a girl fall on her head a couple times, but that's in public school, which is probably a step further in this direction from what we're talking about.
Let's bring Tom in Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Hey, guys. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Welcome, Tom. Go ahead.
Hear you. I try to listen to you as much as I can. Unfortunately, I've been laid off.
It's your duty.
Yeah. Anyway, and believe me, I push this idea, the concept, and Free Talk Live as much as I can.
Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts. Guys,
well, I've got a pile of things that I'm going to be calling you throughout the next week because I do have time now. I'm, like I said, laid off and very unexpected. Mm. And you guys really hit on a key tonight with the Korean situation there, the communist side, the North Koreans. And I have relatives. I am from Germany. And my... Sounds like we might be going for a break.
Well, stand by, Tom. I do want to hear the rest of your story. We are talking about dictatorships, North Korea. Also, we'll talk about Rob Ford, the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto. And also, Allie will share with us the 10 things that a mom learned after a year of not yelling at her children, which I'm fascinated to find out what those are here in moments. We'll do that in Hour 3 next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.